everybody. I'm Jen Garrett, internationally recognized branding consultant, attorney, and best-selling author of the books Move the Ball and Dominate the Game. My passion for football, high achievement, and pushing boundaries has helped me to get into rooms with pro athletes and power players and to move the ball in multiple male-dominated industries. Now, I'm using the same Move the Ball methodology to help thousands of people dominate their game when it comes to their brands, their careers, and creating opportunities. Join me in conversations that will elevate your career, differentiate your hustle, and accelerate you crossing the goal line. Get ready. It's time to suit up, to show up, and to move the ball. Hello, and thanks for joining me today. Real quickly, if you haven't already done so, be sure that you follow the podcast so that you never miss an episode. And yes, I want your help. Please share the show with some friends, family, or colleagues that you think would also enjoy listening to the show. Today, you're going to hear my conversation with Thomas Ma, a visionary entrepreneur from one of Hong Kong's premier real estate developer families. With a passion for innovation and a deep understanding of real estate, Thomas has successfully moved the ball and launched multiple ventures in the prop tech space to make a significant impact, including his current role serving as CEO of Real Messenger. Get ready for a great conversation about entrepreneurship, innovation, real estate, and technology as Thomas shares his journey and his insights. You ready? Have a listen. Thomas, it is so great to have you here inside the huddle with us. I'm so looking forward to having you on the show today. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Jennifer, for having me.
I'm so excited to chat with you. You've got such a great set of experiences and perspectives in the prop tech and technology industry tied to real estate. So I know we're going to have a fabulous chat. Something that I like to ask, you know, this podcast is called Move the Ball. So the first question I have to ask you, Thomas, is are you ready to move the ball?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, let's do it. So you've been involved in real estate for many, many years. You are part of one of Hong Kong's prominent real estate developer families. Tell us just real quickly, like, what is it about real estate that you're passionate about?
Yeah. So Hong Kong is a very small place and almost everyone is into real estate in Hong Kong. The market is kind of like New York and it's packed with properties and all that. And I grew up in a family with a real estate background, developers, and I just go around agents and buying and selling and renting and all that, corporate landlords and all that. So yeah, so my passion has always been fascinated by the industry. And yeah, I want to do something to change the industry at the time.
Oh, I love it. And you're someone who's been an entrepreneur. You've had multiple ventures. We're going to talk about that in a second. But tell us how that journey began. What motivated you to transition into the world of technology? And just talk to us about that journey.
So real estate agent's life is kind of like every month and every day they have to grind. And the next day you have to do the same. And I feel like their life is not very easy. And I just like to contribute to the industry with an app, through technology, because our age is at the time is the internet booming and all that. So I thought that technology should help the real estate agent. But for decades, it didn't actually have any products or any tools that the agents can have. They were not improved, their life was not improved by technology. So I thought maybe I create something that they can accumulate their followers, they can create their own content, and they can generate leads and accumulate their benefits and build their own brand instead of like the traditional internet 2.0 is basically paying the ads. They got all their leads is bottlenecked by portals. I decided to try to change that for the whole industry.
Oh, I love that. I mean, I think it's, you know, it's when you look at entrepreneurship as someone who is also an entrepreneur and a real estate agent, first I have to say, I completely agree with you with the grind every day. You're grinding in the real estate world. And also just as a business owner and entrepreneur, it's always looking at how can you be more effective? How can you be more productive using technology to help you on that journey. And so you founded a company, Real Messenger. It launched in 2021. Talk to us about the early stages of getting that company going.
Real Messenger, we start off with a vision that it's a global app, it's a communication app, it's a social app. It's actually pretty hard to start, especially as a social network. Basically, you need the people in it to start creating content. So, but this was my second venture in the PropTech industry. My first one is a website, is for Hong Kong at the time, and it's for rental marketplace. This second one, we decided to do it on an app, and we decided to start off with making sure the distribution, and there was the viral effect, there was the network effect. When people join, they will stick and they will create, they will viral out to their friends or their clients and all that. So we did a lot of planning for that to happen. And luckily, we have got the traction as we planned it. And as people start joining and we use phone number login, and we can therefore create a social map like no other portals, because other portals doesn't even have most of the time, people don't even log in. And when they log in, they only use email login. But we start off on day one, we use phone number login so we can tie everyone as a social mapping and can invite friends. And when your friends join, we will have notification and all that. So we're fortunate to start off in a good way. And luckily, it stick, and the social aspect of it is creating the traction.
And you mentioned that Real Messenger wasn't your first venture. You had one previously. And every experience we have is an opportunity for us to learn from the missteps or the failures or the mistakes or challenges. What are some of the things that you learned from your first venture that really helped you to be successful with launching Real Messenger?
I think the first venture I started off with in Hong Kong. And I think that's one of the mistakes for an entrepreneur, because I focus in a smaller market in terms of the world. And once I have critical mass in Hong Kong, it's again very difficult. I have to go through the same process for different countries or different cities. But if you start off with a business that can adapt to all, and if you see the next step and you create a structure that can adapt and grow faster, I think that's kind of the first learning from my first venture.
And you talk about how Real Messenger allows agents to have a brand and to connect their community together and connect with other agents. One of the things I like to talk about being successful is about differentiation. And so whether it's someone who has a brand and you're looking to distinguish your brand, or it's, you know, an app, you're looking to distinguish that product, what are some of the features in Real Messenger that really help provide value for the people that are connected on the platform?
Yeah. So real estate agent is kind of like a self-brand, individual branding. Obviously, there's the brokerage branding as well. But around the world, most of the time is about self-branding, what you are, your expertise in the area, your expertise in that types of property, and the ability of negotiate a good deal out of the buy and sell. So Real Messenger start off very different. Is we do not charge or stand in between leads. It's a communication app, and I try to make it as oddly as possible. And agents can communicate with their leads, the followers, their clients, their ex-clients freely on our app. That fundamental change helps each agent being themselves, and they can, the amount of effort they create on the content they show to their followers on our app. So we have the social side of it with the communication app as well. So their followers can see what they see each day, and the amount of effort they create those content will actually translate into leads in proportion, rather than portals around the world. In US, there will be the Zillow. In UK, there will be the Rightmove and a lot more other property portals that does that, but they have to pay for the lead. So we do it very differently, and we provide productivity tools for the agents. So it's a totally different, portals is our competitors, but we have a totally different angle towards that business.
So you talk about productivity tools. That's something that's very big for me, because something that I like to talk about on the show is we all have the same amount of time every day, 24 hours. Nobody gets any more or less. And so it's really up to us to be most effective with that time. So can we go a layer deeper and share a little bit of insight into what some of these productivity tools are?
So agents, yeah, every day we have, the agents have to grind and connect with the clients, talk to them, and then research on properties to bring the clients to see and all that. So all those work is kind of done in a, firstly, is on the mobile, so it's on the go all the time. You can search, you can talk to the clients on the app. As an app, we have a lot of data points on behavioral data, on your clients' data. So we can compile a preferences from any users, whatever they are preferring to, and we can actually compile a kind of like a dashboard of that person's preferences. So when people start talking to a client, you have a basic understanding of what they like first, and it's a lot easier. We are creating an AI assistant tools that can start the conversation with any incoming leads in advance. And once that is done, the agents can spend less time to nurture a leads. So lead filtering is one of the most spent time for an agent. Sometimes they just give up on lead filtering because sometimes there's a lot of unwanted leads. For us, we can provide tools to filter them for them. And once they start talk, they have already gotten into a few steps in.
Now, you're looking at having a large global footprint, right? Like with Real Messenger, it's not just about a US presence or a Hong Kong presence. It's really about enabling real estate agents and professionals across the globe. And so obviously there's some differences in real estate practices and communications and systems and tools. So how do you integrate all that together, or how do you account for those differences across the globe?
Yeah. So our app is, as we start off with, we have a global mindset. And every function, every logic that we built is built for any agents or any business environment around the world. US is a bit different. US have a strong dual agent system. There's the buyer's agent and the seller's agent. However, both sides of the agents still need to promote themselves as a self-branded. So for us, our business is the same for any agents and any agents around the world. Most of our users are in US. However, we have a lot in UK and also Australia. And we see a lot of cross-country buying and selling as well. And this will help buyers from anywhere to move to want to search for homes in UK or US or Australia. So that's kind of like how we set that up.
Okay. So I want to take a step back away from Real Messenger for just a second and talk about entrepreneurship and kind of your journey. There's a lot of people who listen to this show who, some are in real estate, some are not, but a number of people are business owners or entrepreneurs. So as you look at your experience as an entrepreneur, what are some of the challenges that you've had to go through with both of your businesses, including Real Messenger? And can you share with us, like, how have you overcome them? What are some things that you've done to continue to be successful?
Yeah, entrepreneur is, I would say, is hard. There's different stage of problems. There is when it start up, you have to start hiring the right people, and hiring is one of the most difficult part, and retaining good staff. Financing, funding is also part of it. I have no quick answer for that, but it's just hard. I have to grind it through, and every day is different, and problems arise in the most unexpected way all the time. And basically, you have to motivate the team and yourself to solve the problem on the go.
And we talk about productivity. When you look at productivity, what are some of the things that you do to make sure that you're having a productive day? I like to, on the show, give people like tips and strategies on things that they can implement so that they can be more effective with their time. What are some of the things that really work for you?
Yeah, I set goals. I set monthly goals and weekly goals. And every day in the morning, I meditate a little bit to plan out the day, wake up early in the morning, plan out the day, what's the target for today. And control only the stuff that you can control and move on to the next day. So that's kind of like the way my mentality to tackle the tasks in front.
But I like that you talk about controlling what you can control. On this podcast, I have a lot of professional athletes that also will talk about the importance of that, because there's so many things that are going out in the world that we have no control over. And it's very easy to get focused or distracted by those things. So by focusing on what you can control, it's obviously those are things that you can take action on, that you could actually make change or drive the outcomes towards. It's one way to continue to be more productive.
Yeah, that's totally correct. Yeah.
As you look at the real estate industry, we talked about technology and how it's a great thing to leverage it to be more productive. Where do you see technology moving in the future when it comes to real estate specifically and prop tech?
Well, I think technology for real estate has probably is the lowest, the least transformed by technology. Even financial market is transformed by the most legacy industries. I think it's real estate is the last one. And I think it boils down to real estate is very fragmented by geographical areas. If the technology serves only a small part, kind of like my first venture, I focus on Hong Kong only. And it's difficult to move to the other city and countries. And if technology can be a little bit more universal for everyone, for every countries or every geographical area, then I think it would do a lot more better. And also prop tech, there is a lot of different segment like the home staging or the 3D filming and all that. All those are focused on an area. Those companies are in localized. I try to build a technology company for real estate, not only just for the communication, but in future, I envision any product or any side of the prop tech industry can have a global mindset of it. We can build on the communication, build on the community, and the technology can build around that, and it serves the whole world. And I think that can elevate everyone in the world on this industry. There's a lot of different companies doing the same thing in different countries. And if we can consolidate everyone's power, brain power, or the economy of scale, I think technology can advance the industry a lot.
Absolutely. And you mentioned earlier that you set goals, you've got weekly, monthly goals. And so when you look at Real Messenger and the goals that you've set for the company for this year and moving on into the future, what are some of those goals?
We are working on a SPAC merger and will bring us to NASDAQ listing. That is kind of like a short-term goal. And we are working very hard on that and to make that happen. And with that, the company can grow faster with access to the capital market and M&A, or our technology development will be a lot quicker as well. So that's our short-term goals. And in the long-term goals, we want to become the app that the US market use. Every agents get connected in there as kind of like the new MLS in the US with the lawsuit and all that going on. And hopefully we can change for a better environment for the US market. In longer terms, we'll move into other countries, UK or US.
And something that I meant to ask you earlier about entrepreneurship is there's a lot of lessons learned over the years about developing apps, right? Apps have been around for over a decade and a half plus now. But what are some of the things that you would pass on to people who are listening to the show who might be thinking about getting into app development for their own company? Can you like pass on some lessons and things that maybe you wish you knew when you were starting out?
Yeah, there is a lot of learning curve. I mean, technology is changing every day. So I think the advice is to make sure what technology you are using for doing the app can steer your direction quite dramatically. Sometimes you go cheap in front, but the back it's more complicated. But if you spend a bit more in front, the back it will be a lot easier. So there's a lot of learning curve for what kind of tech to use. At this age, app development is a lot easier than 10 years ago. So yeah, it's a good time to start.
As you're continuing to let people know about Real Messenger, I mentioned that I'm in the branding world. I'm really big about having a strong brand. And as you communicate the Real Estate Messenger brand out to people, what are like the three things that you would highlight as to why someone's got to be on this platform and use it?
So people's time is very important. So as an app, we are easy to filter out the content that you wish to see as a user, and you find the right agents for you to help you navigate the real estate buy and sell journey. And finding the right agents is the most important in that. So we save a lot of time, go through different agents, and you can actually check out what the agent's expertise are before you commit to an agent. So that definitely is what I would tell any users to come join Real and find your own agents and look at the content. And sometimes with our app, you might be surprised on what we suggest to you to see. Sometimes you are focusing this 10 postcode, but you might never consider 20 minutes down the highway, but there's a nice place over there. Our algorithm will suggest it to you. And so you extend your search with us. That's kind of like our way to help user. And as agents, I mean, it's a no-brainer that any agent should join to build their own brand here. Big tech is not working for them. Big tech is not going to help individual to market. It's very hard, even though you have budget on them, they're not going to distribute your ad. So it's down to yourself. And real estate portal, you have to pay tons and the reward is not there. You're basically bidding out your fellow competitors around the area for the leads. So it's a zero-sum game for anyone. But for Real Messenger, we help everyone in a fair manner. And as long as you create good content on Real and connect with your followers, then you are rewarded by your own leads and attention.
For sure. And it, like we talked about earlier, it really allows an agent to develop their brand. And as we know, people do business with people they know, like, and trust, especially when it comes to major purchasing decisions, such as purchasing real estate. For some people, that is the single most largest investment they're going to make. And so it's a big decision for a lot of people. And they want to make sure that they're choosing the right agent to help them in this purchasing process. And by having a platform where you can cultivate your brand and establish a following and people can do their diligence. I mean, in today's day and age, we know that buyers and sellers are more educated because of social media and technology and information at their fingertips. So, you know, as agents, they need to leverage technology to promote their brand so that they have one that sets them apart from their competition.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So something else that I want to ask you about, I do a lot of episodes on the show too, where I'm talking to people about career navigation and advancement. And no matter what field they're in, I'm always telling people that you need to stay ahead of the curve, right? You need to be the expert in whatever area it is that your business is in or that the company, the industry that you're in, but you have to be aware of the market and the industry trends and things that are going on. And you got to be out in front of that. So that way people view you as the expert. So for you, Thomas, like, how do you stay ahead of industry trends when it comes to the prop tech industry and just ensuring that you're positioning Real Messenger as a value-added platform?
For me, I like to build my direction slightly different than others. Yeah, obviously staying ahead on technology and how to build a high-performing app is basic stuff. But I also try to find a different route to solve the problem. And it sometimes might not be just chasing this down the same route. Maybe I would explore different ways to do it. And sometimes by finding a totally separate way out of the box, ideas actually will arrive the destination a bit quicker. So yeah, I like to think and I like to strategize in a different way. So that's kind of like my thing.
I like that. And it's tied to, again, differentiating, right? If you do what everyone else is doing, well, then it's harder to set yourself apart. But if you're considering other things or thinking more innovatively or creatively, you know, leveraging other best practices or, you know, what other industries are doing, just as another example, it's one way that you can set yourself apart. And for me, my listeners know that I have 7 degrees. I've worked in a lot of different industries, but I can leverage that collective expertise and see different solutions to problems that other people aren't considering because they are more focused narrowly on one specific industry or one way of doing business instead of thinking out of the box.
Yeah. And sometimes the industry is driving to a zero-sum game, hurting everyone in that direction. And I, especially in this real estate portals and real estate agent side of it, I think everyone is hurting. The portals are not as valued as in China. The portals are actually valued higher PE than in US. And why is that? And why is agents' life paying a lot more in US to those portals, but generating not much leads as a result? I think all that well, the portals actually compete with each other. So whatever the revenue, they throw it back to the marketing, and those companies are not generating enough profit. And agents are trying to outbid their fellow colleagues around the area, and basically a zero-sum game as well. It needs a dramatic change in practice on how we use the technology to actually have everyone win-win-win all the time.
So Thomas, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I've got some fun questions I want to ask you as part of my 2-minute drill. We'll be right back.
You already know how to move the ball. Now it's time to dominate the game. In my latest book, Dominate the Game, I uncover the strategies of top performers that are proven to tackle procrastination, break through barriers, and more, giving you the confidence to go after everything you want. Life is about more than just showing up. It's about differentiating, elevating, and dominating. So here's the deal. Grab your copy of Dominate the Game today and get your playbook for success. Make this next year the year you dominate in every aspect of your life. Because remember, the game is yours to conquer.
All right, Thomas, we are back. Are you ready to have some fun? Hopefully you're having fun with this.
Yep.
All right. So the first question is, when you were 10 years old, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Farmer.
Oh, very interesting. Next one is, what three words would you use to describe yourself?
Adventurous, kind, and driven.
Okay, great three words. Why are you worth knowing?
I'm quite a unique person. I try to do things differently. I challenge myself and I have a different approach to life. Maybe that is interesting for everyone to know.
Okay, I like it. And then the next question is, what is one thing that most people don't know about you? What's a fun fact?
Probably people don't know me as an adrenaline junkie. I like speed. I do motorbikes racing. I like boxing. I do boxing matches as well. So I compete in boxing a bit. Maybe people don't know about that.
Oh, very nice. Have you ever jumped out of an airplane?
No, I am afraid of height.
Oh, okay. Because a lot of people who are adrenaline junkies, they like to jump out of airplanes too.
Not that one.
I gotcha. And then the last question is, what is a pet peeve of yours?
Probably if people talk slow. Press the button to speed up.
I tend to be a fast talker, so I try to slow down a little bit for people, but not too slow. And then I have a bonus question for you. So If you were to pick one of the two M&Ms, would you prefer plain or peanut?
Plain.
Okay, I gotcha. So Thomas, as we look to end the show, let us know where you're at, the website or the social for Real Messenger. Where can people learn more about the company and then continue to follow you on your journey?
Yep. So we are on the App Store. Our name is Real Messenger. Website, you can go to real.co, real.co. We are on YouTube. We are on Instagram. You can search us on there too.
Okay, perfect. And we will have links to all of those in our show notes so people can go check all that out and continue to follow you on your journey. Any last thoughts for our listeners?
Well, stay ahead. Continue your journey, and it's difficult, or as if you are an entrepreneur, it's difficult, but grind it through and it will reward you at some point.
It will. It's all about that consistency and just keeping with that process, and it will work out if you stick with it. Well, Thomas, thank you so much for joining the show today. It's been great having you on.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer.
And thank you to everyone for listening. And we will catch you next time. Once again, if you have not already done so, hit that follow button wherever you're checking out this podcast at, so you're always in the know for when the next episode releases. And also be sure to share the show with some friends, family, colleagues, or coworkers too. It's one way that you can help me to move the ball. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. And we will catch you next time. Until then, make sure that you suit up, you show up, and you move the ball.
Thanks for listening to today's show. If you found this episode to be helpful, do me a favor, leave me a review, and also share the show with a few friends too. Next, if you're looking to take your career to that next level, unlocking the path to executive heights and high income opportunities, go to www.thenextfirstdown.com and join the newsletter. This will give you priority access to tips and strategies that will help you accelerate your career today, not tomorrow, not next week, today. As always, I'm here to be in your corner and help you to move the ball. Until next time.